I just want to bring a reminder. I read from the Bible. The Spirit of God said that when you remind Christians of these things, that you are a good servant of Jesus. Paul said, Peter, he said, I want to make sure that I remind you of these things. And I realize that it is good that we are reminded, because forgetful hearers do not get much. It's important that we are reminded. And like I said here some time ago, when you hear something, the first time you hear it, that's sowing the seed. The next time you hear it, that's watering it. And you must keep watering it. If you don't water it, what happens to it? Dries up. You must keep watering it. And again, this is where a lot of Christians miss it out. Faith does not come by hearing once. Nobody gets faith by hearing once. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing some more. And don't forget that there is little faith, there is big faith. And Jesus never commended anybody for little faith. He always said to them, O ye of little faith. Little faith has never achieved anything. When the scripture says, if you have faith as small as mustard seed, then you can say. What it's talking about is that you have the precursor for big faith. You have faith. That mustard seed can grow. It can grow. It can grow. You have what it takes to move that thing. It's like if I give you $10 and I say, you know, you can buy a car with this. What I'm saying, you can grow this money. You have what you need to grow it. If you have faith as small as mustard seed, you can say. But Jesus turned around, and all throughout the record of the Bible, there hasn't been one place he commended anybody for little faith. He has always rebuked people for little faith. He rebuked the disciples all the time for having small faith. And then when he got to Cornelius' house, he said, I have not seen faith this great. He commended great faith. Faith that has grown. Wow, great faith. He said, not even in Israel. Which means there are people of little faith. So faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing. Many Christians don't have faith because they're not patient to hear. And when they hear, when it comes through here, it goes through here. So we must take hearing very, very, very seriously. When you study the Bible, you find that Jesus did mostly teaching. Mostly teaching. The Bible says he taught the people. He did more teaching than preaching. He did a lot of teaching. He would teach them. He would sit them down and teach them. He would bring them here and teach them. He would do this and teach them. And then when he never performed miracles without first teaching the people, read your Bible. Because he knows that without faith, you can't receive it. So he would teach them. The Bible will record that they come to hear to be healed. So he would teach them first. He never came in and started performing miracles like that. No, 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 no. You read Mark chapter 6, from verse 1. You see where they couldn't receive because they didn't receive what he was teaching them. If you don't receive what he's teaching, you can't have faith to receive what he has for you. Mark chapter 6 from verse 1. Then he went out from there and came to his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath had come, he began to teach. What was he doing? Come and talk to me. What was he doing? Teach them. He began to pray for them, right? Where did he start? Teach them. That's why he started. Because faith must come by hearing. So he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, where did this man... He caught the verse. He didn't reach. Verse 2 caught somewhere. Say, where did this man get these things? And what wisdom is this which is given to him, that such mighty works are performed by his hands? So the teaching impressed them. Like many people go to church and say, wow, that teaching was wonderful. Did you hear our pastor? It was awesome. If that's all you do, is who help you? Because that's what they did. They say, man, we never had anything like this. Why did he get this kind of wisdom? That sermon was powerful. You were there? Yes, I was there. But see the result. And what wisdom is this which is given to him, that such mighty works are performed by his hands? Then verse 3. Is this not what? They started to say, but wait a minute. He's a carpenter. Now. He's a carpenter. So he's a carpenter. After all, he's a carpenter. And then they got angry. They said, the son of Mary and the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon. And are not his sisters here with us too? So they were what? Offended at him. They got angry. they rejected his teaching. They got angry. You know, familiarity makes you lose your blessing. There's nothing that has blocked people like familiarity. I learned that from Kumuyi. He said familiarity, he said he was here and he noticed his leaders were not getting blessed because now they were becoming familiar with him. And because of familiarity, they were now doing the things that familiarity, no, familiarity breeds contempt. You were there when he was teaching it. He said, I noticed that, so I wanted to help them. So I kept them a little distance from me. Familiarity. They say, is he not carpenter? We know his sisters. We know his brothers. Do you know if you go to somewhere else where they don't know you, when you pray for them, they receive more? Because no familiarity. You see people receiving all over the place. That's why he says a prophet is not without honor except in his own what? House. Because they know where he eats garri. They see him where he's when he's wearing only wrapper. But they have forgotten that man is a prophet, wrapper or not. Jesus said the prophet is not without honor except in his house and his own household, because they will look down on him. So that's what happened here. They said, this, we know him, the sisters are here. So they were offended at him. But see what happened to them now. But Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his own country, among his own relatives, and in his own house. Don't let familiarity block you. I don't have to say it twice. But Jesus said to them, a prophet, verse 5. Now he could, can we read 5? Come now, everybody, let's read 5. Come on. He could do no mighty work there. What does it mean he couldn't. No, I didn't want to. If something says I can't, what does it mean? I just can not. And let's not forget that Jesus was anointed without measure. He had the spirit without limit. But here he could not. He couldn't. He couldn't heal them, couldn't do anything. Why? Because they didn't accept his teaching. They didn't accept his teaching. Except that he laid his hand on a few sick people and healed them. Just few. Those few people were the ones that believed what he was teaching them. But the majority said, my friend, go and sit down. You know, some people think that Jesus does miracle when he likes and how he likes it. They think because he's Jesus, he can just do miracles. Just do it. It's not like that. If it's like that, why? How come he could not do something? Not that he didn't want to. He could not. Could not. Can't. Couldn't. And if that happened to them then, it can happen to us today. Yep. So if you are not interested in what Jesus is teaching through his word, forget the miracles. It's not coming. There's no magic about it. He's not coming. If he could not because they didn't receive his teaching, then he can't still not, because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and what? Forevermore. Some people think that because God is God, God just does miracles all of them. No. See Jesus. He said, if you see me, see my Father. God doesn't do magic. There is something called faith. If you don't understand faith in the New Testament, you will lose out a lot. Because there's no alternative to that thing. Because that's the only way you receive from the spirit world. That's the only way you receive things you don't see, is by faith. The things you see, you receive with your hand. The things you don't see, the hand you use is faith. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. They didn't. If you read the next one, he went to the next town, verse 6. And he marveled because of their what? Unbelief. Then he went about the villages in a circle teaching. He continued to teach in verse 8. He commanded them to take. No, something is missing. In a circle teaching. It's all right. Let's just leave it there. Let's leave it there. Praise the Lord. Are you getting what I'm saying? Every time you come to church, Bible study, Sunday school, even your family fellowship, please open your ear and hear. There's life in the ear. If you look down on the word of Christ, you are the one that shut yourself out of the miracle, because there's no other way it's coming. Nobody can help you beyond that. Period. Because this one will come to church and be praying against spirit of buying and what? It's nonsense. That thing is total waste of time. When they pray, I don't bother with that kind of thing. You decide to listen. There's no question of spirit or anything. If you want to listen, you listen. There's no spirit. Don't blame no spirit there. It is you that will make up your mind that I'm going to listen. There's nothing like spirit of buying and selling. God, sit down. Don't. All these things we do, and we blame spirit instead of disciplining ourselves. Paul said, I discipline myself. I discipline it. Instead of disciplining yourself, disciplining your attention, you blame one spirit, I don't know where it is. There's nothing like that. All that prayer is total ignorance and is useless. When I hear it, I don't talk. Just sit down there and be wasting your time. You discipline yourself. If you want to hear, you can hear, because you can do all things. You want to hear, you hear. If you don't want to hear, you stay there, your mind is wondering, okay, if they're sharing, if they bring 50,000 here, say we're sharing, will spirit of buying and selling, will it attract you? Okay. It won't, because you'll be very attentive. I'll make sure the one coming to the choir comes to the choir. The one coming here comes. No spirit of buying and selling. But they're sharing something more than money. More than money. Because you don't know the value. You don't know what it is. So you think there's another miracle coming outside of it through one so-called prophet. If Jesus couldn't heal them, there's no prophet that can do it. Because at the end of the day, Jesus is the miracle worker himself. It's not a man. No man does miracle. Acts chapter 20, I think verse 11. He said, God did mighty miracles through the hand of Paul. It's not Paul that. Nobody ever does miracles. It's God. So if Jesus couldn't heal them, sneak out and be looking for a prophet to pray for you, you and your prophet waste of time. Because it's still the same Jesus. You won't hear his teaching. It is still the same Jesus that will do it. So you have to come back and sit here and hear his what? Teachings. I don't even know why. That's not what I wanted to say, but I'm saying it anyway. So, we must give attention to the word of God when it comes to us. When you come to Wednesday here, sit down here. Do you know what? I told the women, and this is absolute truth. You know, we've spent hours binding the devil, loosening him. Some people, the other church, they are binding. The other ones are loosening him. So he binds him before he flies. They say he flies by 12 midnight. I don't know about that kind of nonsense. We lose. We bind and lose. The devil is fighting the Christian, and we are fighting the wrong battles. He wants to blind you from the truth. Simple. As long as you are ignorant, you'll be fooling around. As simple as ABC. He doesn't have to do much except to blind you so that you'll be fooling around, doing religion, talking up things that are irrelevant, thinking that it is important what you are doing. Praying prayer that is worthless. One pastor went to one church and then the man went there and the devil spoke up right in the church. He said, why did you come here? So I give them their prayer topic every morning. Why did you come here? Why don't you go to your church? And he's talking to the visiting pastor. He said, why did you come here? Did I come to your church? Why did you come here? I give them prayer topic and I guide them here. So what are you doing here? Go back to your church. I don't want you here. That's Kenneth Hagin. He visited the church and demons began to talk to him. Say, why did you come here? This is our area. All this prayer they do, we give it to them. Why did you come here? Did we bother you where you are? Go back. Leave us alone. It's possible because they may be people who walk in total ignorance. And do you know all these abracata abra people do? There's no difference between Christianity and Babalawo. No difference. Praise the Lord. If you succeed in blocking you from the truth, you are ignorant, and God says, my people, what destroys them is lack of knowledge. If I'm the devil, don't you think where I will concentrate is to keep you from having knowledge? So if you come to church, if you want to hear them, I'll be talking to you. But you are the one that discipline yourself as I must hear this thing. Because you can do it. You can do it. And then I want you to check. Anytime you want to read the Bible, check how easy it is. The struggle you go through. Most times you sleep. Check it now if I'm deceiving you. Check how easy it is for you to come for Bible studies. Go check now whether I'm deceiving you. Which one is the toughest thing is to come to anywhere they've studied the truth. But if it's where they'll teach you false doctrine, you won't have any resistance. You'll be excited to go. But once it's the truth, it's a struggle. Tiredness, everything. A lot of things you will do will show up. The last moment. Especially when you hear something, the truth that can set you free from a situation. He will fight you not to go there. He will raise a lot of things that are relevant that you should do just because he doesn't want you to go and hear that thing, because he knows that faith comes by hearing, and that when you know the truth shall. So he denies you. The only thing that will work and set you free, it blocks you. I was telling the women, I said, I'm telling the truth. If you don't know the value of the word, do you know what God said? He said, what does he do with his word? He exalts it. He exalts it what? Above. He does what? Above what? What is God telling us? My word is more important than any other thing. I, God, put it number one. But you don't put it number one in your life and you wonder why things are the way they are. Praise the Lord. I want to sing a song for you. And I go and sit down. That's not what I wanted to tell you. It's there, but I'm not going there anymore. I've done what I want to do, that you want me to do. But I want to sing one song in my heart. And then I want you to rise up and sing it with me. Be thou.
You have just listened or viewed another teaching from the Orange Foursquare Church family. Please visit http://store.ftlw.org, where you can listen to other teachings freely, or you can purchase and download MP3s. Thanks and remain blessed.